It is really great pleasure that I am introducing Mr. Seth Wang, who is general manager of Huawei Consumer Business Group in Turkey. Of course, first thing first, how are you today?
I'm good. Pretty good.
Let's talk about last couple of months. According to my understanding and my point of view, that period probably one of the best period for the Huawei with really good device, Mate 10 and Mate 10 Pro. So what was your highlight actually as a success story?
Well, the highlight is I would like to share some numbers first. Starting from August, we have seen a fast growth. From August to February, actually, from the GfK data, what we can see is we already tripled our market share. Superstar is the Mate series. Mate 10 Pro as the flagship, we see a good popularity among the Turkish consumers. And Mate 10 Lite is the superstar, you know. We have been supplying huge quantity to the market, no matter how many we're supplying. We always see a fast rotation rate. So this phone is really popular here in Turkey, and people are very satisfied with the phone, and we are glad to see the number.
Wow, it's really interesting. So actually, P20 Pro is the combination of all kind of efforts of Huawei, I think, over the last couple of months or years maybe. What can you say about P20 Pro as a new flagship model? Which feature is the best for you, for example?
Wow. Actually, there are a lot of new things on this phone, but to summarize it, I think the camera. The camera, the triple camera, first ever in smartphone history, and we're introducing some new technology. So just to introduce this in a simple way, by using this phone, you don't need a camera, a real camera anymore, because the phone can completely replace your camera.
Until now, nobody knows about price for the P20 Pro. What about price?
Well, okay, so here I'm going to announce the price. In Turkey market, our price in Turkish lira is 4,999 Turkish lira.
For example, for P20 Lite, your price is not so good, by the way.
I think the price is reasonable. We are
for P20 Lite?
For both. For P20 Pro and the P20 Lite, we are you know, trying to benchmark the product in the market, and we just, you know, our concept is to make the price reasonable, which the product value deserves. So I think both prices are reasonable.
Okay, so with P20 Pro, what is your target in terms of the sales numbers, also your brand awareness in Turkish market?
Well, my target is, you know, Huawei
being number one, something like that.
It's hard to say being number one, but I think we're going to change the impression totally of the Turkish consumers about Huawei brand. By using the phone, you will feel something real different, and this is something premium, something with the latest technology, and something which can really bring the difference to your daily life. So I think people's mind will be completely changed after they use this phone.
So you have one more device which is called Mate RS. You launched with under the Porsche Design Series, and any chance to see in Turkish market?
Well, right now we're still analyzing, and when we have the confirmed information, we're going to inform the market about that.
Before ending our interview, do we have any message to our readers, Turkish customers, Turkish readers?
Yes,
take
sure.
Followers.
First, thank you everybody for your support, your continuous support for the past experiences with Huawei. And please believe in us that we're going to bring you something innovative and something new, because we believe the user experience is the most important thing. So our company is dedicated to this direction, and we're going to keep innovating and keep developing and keep bringing new things to you. Thank you for your support.
Okay, Seth, thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. My appreciations.